Burkhardt understood what had happened, and passed the card on to a friend of Nietzsche's, who went at once to collect him. Nietzsche was now clinically insane, and never recovered. Almost certainly his condition would have been incurable even today. It was brought on by overwork, solitude, and suffering. But the prime cause was syphilis. This had reached the tertiary stage, which apparently involves mental paralysis. After a brief spell in an asylum, Nietzsche was released into the care of his mother. He was now harmless, existing for much of the time in a catatonic trance which reduced him to an almost vegetal state. During his more lucid moments, he appeared to have a vague memory of his past life. When he was handed a book, he remarked, "Didn't I write good books, too?" After Nietzsche's mother died in 1897, he was looked after by his sister, Elisabeth Förster Nietzsche. This was the last person who should have been put in charge of him. Nietzsche's younger sister Elisabeth had married Bernard Förster, a failed schoolmaster who became a notorious anti-Semite. Nietzsche despised him, both as a man and for his ideas. Förster had set up an Aryan race colony called Nueva Germania in Paraguay, using poor yeoman farmers from Saxony. He ended up defrauding them and then committed suicide. The remnants of Nueva Germania still exist in Paraguay, where the master race now live much the same as the local Indians, virtually indistinguishable except for their blonde hair. When Elizabeth returned to Germany and took charge of her insane brother, she was determined to turn him into a great figure. She moved him to Weimar because of its elevated cultural associations with Goethe and Schiller, with the aim of establishing a Nietzsche archive. Then she began doctoring her brother's unpublished notebooks, inserting anti-Semitic ideas and flattering remarks about herself. These notebooks were published as The Will to Power, which has since been purged of this rubbish by the great Nietzsche scholar Walter Kaufmann to produce what is arguably Nietzsche's greatest work.
This book is continued on Disc 2.